This is the Lord's Supper. This tape is for children in grades 2 through 5. Since you were big enough to see things going on about you, you have watched people at church eat the Lord's Supper. You have wondered what this is all about, and you have felt left out because they wouldn't let you eat with them. Your teachers have explained that only adults should eat the Lord's Supper, or as it is sometimes called, the Holy Communion. Now, let's learn about the Lord's Supper and find out why some people eat it and why younger children shouldn't. The Lord Jesus wanted his followers to always remember him. So that they would do this, Jesus asked them to keep a monument to his memory. The Lord's Supper is the monument that Jesus asked all of his followers to keep. A monument is often a building, like a tower. The Washington Monument is a brick and stone monument to the memory of our first president. A monument may also be a statue of the person being remembered, or it may be no more than a simple stone with writing on it, like a tombstone. There are other kinds of monuments. Some of these might be like the stars and stripes of the American flag to help us remember the bravery of the country's original soldiers and of the 13 original states. Another kind of monument is made by setting aside a time to remember something that happened long ago. The 4th of July is a monument so that we can remember when those who started our country told the King of England that they would no longer follow his rule and would fight for their freedom. Parades and, sometimes, fireworks are held on the 4th of July to the memory of the fathers of our country and in memory of our freedom. The Lord's Supper is a monument where a time is set aside to remember why Jesus, God's Son, came to earth, lived, died, arose from the dead, and then went back to heaven to live with God. During this time, Christians first eat a small piece of bread that has been baked without yeast. Then they drink a small amount of grape juice. The bread is a part of Jesus' monument to his life on earth. The grape juice is part of Jesus' monument to his sacrifice for all people. Jesus came to earth to die as a sacrifice for the things that all of us do that hurt God. The things that we do that hurt God are called sins. Jesus died so that God will forgive us of these wrong things. Because Jesus came to earth, all men and women, and children too when they are old enough, can do the things that Jesus asked us to do and be unafraid of God's punishment for sins. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, God will forgive the wrongdoings of those who believe and obey Jesus. But what is a sacrifice? When someone gives something to someone else that is very costly to them, it is called a sacrifice. In some countries where there isn't much to eat, parents often eat little so that their children will have enough. This is a parent's sacrifice of food to the child. If a soldier is killed in a war, it is said that he sacrificed his life for his country. God has always asked for a sacrifice for sins. In the days long before Jesus came to earth, God asked man for many different kinds of sacrifices. Man killed animals and birds in sacrifice to God. But God knew that these sacrifices would not give people forgiveness of their sins, and a better sacrifice was needed. Because God loved everyone so much, he sent his only son, Jesus, into the world to become a sacrifice for the wrongs of all people. The sacrifice that Jesus made was so that God would forgive the sins of all people, no matter when they lived. Also, Jesus' sacrifice was good enough that God would never again need the sacrifice of animals. Jesus' sacrifice helped those who lived long ago before Jesus' time, those who have lived since, those alive now, and his sacrifice will also provide forgiveness of sins for people who haven't yet been born. But if people are to have God forgive their sins, they must do the things that God asked them to do. Remember that once God asked people to sacrifice animals, but now God wants us to do what Jesus and the apostles tell us to do in the New Testament. If you are too young to do some of these things, God will not be angry should you accidentally do a wrong thing. But when you are older, you must obey God if Jesus' sacrifice is to be for you. Until you are old enough to do all that God wants you to do, there are many things that you can do now to make God happy. Some of these are to be kind, to love God, to obey your parents, and to study God's Word, the Bible. Jesus wants us to believe that he is God's Son and that he has made sacrifice for our sins. He wants us to be sorry for the wrong things that we do and not to do them again. He wants us to study God's Word, the Bible, especially the New Testament, and find out about the things that we must do. To do his will takes strong belief, and it is something that only adults or older children can do. If you are too young to understand all about Jesus' life and sacrifice or to do the things that God asks, you are too young to eat the Lord's Supper. Those who can eat the Lord's Supper are those who have done the will of God and have become Christians. Soon you will be old enough to do these things, and you can become a Christian too. But before then, you must learn to read the Bible, to listen to your Bible school teachers, your parents, and to your preacher. You must learn to study the New Testament and be sure that the things people tell you to do are really the things that God wants you to do. When you have studied God's Word thoroughly and know what Jesus expects you to do, and when you can do Jesus' will, then you can become a Christian. When you are a Christian, you can, together with your Christian friends and family, remember Jesus' life and sacrifice in the Lord's Supper.
The message